This is episode number 39 of the Interactive Distractions podcast for the week of August 18th, 2008. Coming up on today's show, we have this week's distractions, gaming news. Scott Sauer leaves his gooey home to join us in our conversation about how we've changed as gamers. New releases, listener email, and the classic question of the week. Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 39.
Hi there.
My name is Christopher Riccio, and I'm here with Jason A. Stryker.
Hello.
Jeff Chorney.
Word up.
And special guest, Scott Sauer.
Yeah. It's big.
Yeah.
Wow, that was awesome.
You got a cheer, man. That's awesome.
I know.
We've been planning that for a whole week.
That's right. We've had this entire thing planned out, so you have a wonderful podcast ahead of you.
You had a whole week, and you came up with that.
We've got more in store for you.
Oh, I see. Uh oh.
Well, Scott, why don't you tell everybody where you come from?
The hood,
Milwaukee.
His mom.
Why are you on the show, Scott? I have no idea why the fuck Scott's on this show.
I don't know either.
We found him on the street.
What do you do that is of any real value? Let's put it
that way. Oh, burn me, really. Please.
What have you done for society lately, Scott?
Oh, this is going to be a long 2 hours.
I couldn't even get through
hours.
That whole phrase. Scott is from Gamers Only Older.
So. This is just taking over. It's a Chris show, starring Chris. Apparently, Chris.
I'm trying to get us back on
Chris,
track.
Tell me.
We're like less than 2 minutes into the show and we're off topic. Let me.
Should I talk now?
Yes, you should.
Is that
talk
okay,
now.
Sir?
Chris, I was going to say, why don't you tell us about games?
All right. Well, I'm from a show called Welcome to the Goo. Goo stands for Gamers Only Older. It's me and a good friend of mine from college named Adam North. And
hi,
we
Adam.
Do a...
Isn't that a yes. porn star?
No.
Good. I'm sorry.
I don't know. If you say yes, you might get more listeners.
Yeah, but it's not a video podcast, so...
Oh, right.
Where's the fun in that? We do this show that's a little bit different focus than some of the other ones on the VG Evo podcast network. That we try to look at gaming as a whole from its beginning to current, and we cover pretty much all platforms and nothing's off limits. Atari has come up more than once. And it's just a good time, just a couple of guys talking about games. We try to keep it down to two people because we like having guests on, and we've been distracted twice now, and hopefully Mark from PS Nation is going to be joining us pretty soon, too.
Oh,
we're hoping
cool.
for next episode, but I'm not positive if that's going to happen yet. Good old scheduling conflicts. And just to clear up something for everybody, we happen to be some of the younger people in the VG Evo podcast network. And the only older doesn't really refer to our ages. It's supposed to be a concept on our mentality about how, you know, growing up and dealing with responsibilities and having that get in the way of what you truly want to do, which is, of course, playing games. So,
hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So... We whine a lot on the show too.
Goddamn kitchen right cabinets!
Is it an emo podcast?
No, definitely not.
Okay.
No.
Well, definitely Scott, how are you doing this week, man?
I'm doing pretty good. It's been a hectic week. I haven't played nearly as many games as I want to. See, here comes that whining again.
Bitch and moan.
But other than that, you know, pretty good. Pretty good. Just I feel like my summer has passed me by. I can't believe it's the middle of August already.
Yeah, oh, sure.
Yeah, man. It went by quick.
Cool.
And I didn't even do anything fun. It's been all work. A bunch of crap.
Well, the fun starts now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I'm really looking forward to a couple weeks from now. Me and my wife are going up north to enjoy a week off of doing absolutely anything, and we're going to spend our anniversary up there. Some of the time we're going to have some friends up, and it's we do what we do best here in Wisconsin, and that is drink. So
drink and grill out, and
yeah,
very cool. Which anniversary?
Yeah, it'll be
is this?
Nice.
How many years you've been married?
What was that?
Color me jealous.
I said, how many years have you been married? What anniversary is this?
This will be our first.
Oh, okay, so, cool.
Wow.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
congratulations on that first year.
Well, thank you.
Congrats.
You're welcome.
And thank you for Mrs. Bitch Pig.
I'm sure Chris
I think it's awesome that she referred to herself as Mrs. Bitch Pig, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
That's
Cool, she's got a great sense of humor, so it's very easy to joke around about that sort of stuff.
Cool.
And apparently a high tolerance for bad humor.
Yes. Yes, she handles me rather well.
Well, Jason, how are you, man? I know you've been pretty busy at work this week, so what's going on?
Very busy. Yeah, same deal as last week, man. Just high stress, just balls to the wall, busy at work, so I don't get much time for gaming and stuff. But had another very successful happy hour. I'm sure you all were very worried, and I was feeling kind of tipsy, but I'm a little miffed tonight because, you know, I had the option of going out to the gentlemen's club with a few other coworkers, and no, I'm here for you doing this podcast right now.
Well, for what it's worth, Jason, I appreciate it.
Well, you got it, Scott. If it hadn't been for you, it would have been Chris and Jeff all by themselves here.
No, if it hadn't been for Scott, I would have been with you.
Jeff would have been,
I would have been calling Jeff up and saying, Jeff, we're recording on Sunday. Fuck this shit, man.
Nice to know I am the man that blocks the titties.
Yeah, way to go, Scott. And I could be playing Soul Calibur. Fuck.
You know what? I could be playing Warhammer Online right now. You want to call the whole thing off?
Fuck this. We're done. Do it. All right. Tune in next week.
No, that's right. Anyway. That's our show for today. Jeff, how you doing?
All right, moving on.
I'm doing okay. I was having an all right day at work. Wasn't too busy. Wasn't too dead or anything. So, you know, I ordered that Hori stick from that retailer up the street. Mm-hmm. They promised me it'd be in like Tuesday, Wednesday. So I didn't get a call. So I'm like walking home. I'm like, you know, I'm just going to check, see if it's there. So I go in there, and first thing I see on the shelf is a 360 Ori stick for Soul Calibur. So I'm like, okay, cool. So maybe you got the PS3 one as well. So I asked the dude. He's like looking around. He's like, no, I don't think we got that one in yet. So, of course, I'm disappointed. I'm like, that kind of sucks. And mind you, today was a pretty nice day for the whole day. I guess between the 5 minutes I walked down into the store and came back out, this guy decided to open up and throw up all over me.
Oh,
so yeah, the last 7 minutes I've been walking in a pretty much torrential downpour. So that was fun.
That'll teach you.
But now I'm here with you guys, so I'm happy now. Yay.
That's what you get for having hope, Jeff.
Yeah, I know. Fuck.
Well,
anyway, that's it. What about you, Chris? How are you doing?
Not a whole lot going on this week. I don't know if I mentioned it on the show. I think I did, but I ordered or I won a auction for Viking on eBay.
Mm-hmm.
And well,
I'm sorry.
Apparently eBay has changed their feedback policy so that, like, you know, a lot of times if you buy something on eBay, the seller will wait until you leave feedback so that they can leave appropriate feedback compared to yours. Well, now they've changed their feedback policy so that sellers can apparently not leave negative feedback for buyers, which is weird altogether. So this guy that I ordered Viking from apparently didn't like that because he changed his name to New Feedback Policy Kills Sellers and then pretty much fucked over everybody that he sold to in the past like month. So all of a sudden he had like 50 something negative reviews like for the month. And, you know, I haven't seen Viking yet. I've emailed the guy and I haven't gotten anything. I've put, a dispute up on PayPal and all this bullshit. And so far I've got nothing. I mean,
what a douche. Why would he do that? I don't see what's in it for him by doing that at all.
I don't know. He's just a douche. I have no idea. But,
are you sure that this had something directly to do with you? I mean, it could very easily have been somebody else that.
No, it had nothing to do with me. It had to do with eBay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm hearing things then.
Yeah, it's eBay changed their feedback policy. He actually left me a positive review before all this happened. So he actually gave me positive feedback. And then I emailed him and said that I hadn't seen the game. And he said he drop shipped it 2 to 3 days after I paid. And then, you know, another week and a half goes by and I still don't have it. And when I look back at his profile, he's changed his name. He's got like 50 something negative reviews. And, when I try and message him, there's nothing, I get nothing back. Then it says that he's no longer an eBay user, and the auction that I won has now been canceled, even though my money's already been taken and I haven't gotten the item.
Shitty.
Yeah, so this whole ordeal is going through, and I'm trying to get my money back through PayPal. And I mean, I guess the only good thing is that, if anything, I'm only out $20. But still, it's like, what the fuck is the point of PayPal if they can't, you know, assure me that I'm not going to lose my money if I get fucked?
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
And it's kind of frustrating. And this is not the first time this has happened to me. It's happened once before, and that time I was out.
So you're just a sucker then?
Well, no.
I know, I'm just busting.
Were you trying
balls
to buy another bastard shitty game on eBay?
No, I was actually, I tried to get Fantasy Star Collection.
You tried to what? You.
Fantasy Star Collection for Game Boy Advance. I ordered that, and it was brand new, and I got it for like $30, and PayPal like got me back like $10 of it. I'm like, well, what the hell is that? Oh. What good is that? That doesn't really help me any. So I don't know.
Well, look on the bright side. You paid $20 to tell that story.
Oh, that's a bright side. Thanks.
Yeah, there you go. Well,
I feel so much better about myself.
I was amused. I don't know about these guys.
Way to take one for the team, Chris.
Yeah, that's really.
It's a lesson. It's a life lesson learned.
Life lesson learned. That's
what the life lesson was.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be ordering shit off eBay anymore. It's bullshit. So, anyway, let's move on.
Should we ask you what games you have been playing?
What's that?
Should we ask you what games you haven't been playing? Because I can name two.
We'll get there. You can name two.
Yeah, Fantasy Star Collection and Viking. No. Games he hasn't been playing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're paying attention, Scott. What the fuck?
I thought you were talking about me because Chris was getting ready to go to me. Do your segue, Chris, so I can tell people what I haven't been playing.
Scott, what's been distracting you this week?
Well, I can tell you what's not distracting me is Warhammer Online.
Because you're doing this fucking podcast.
Exactly. No, I got into the closed beta, and the only way that they provide it to you is through BitTorrent, and that was just a painful process because basically nobody was seeding and nobody was sharing, so I was downloading at 20 kilobytes a second, and for a 9.3 gig download, yeah, it takes like 5 days. So finally finished yesterday. And of course, I had committed to spending time with my wonderful wife for that evening with no games before I knew it was going to finish on Wednesday. So I had it installed and the window was open and the play button was ready to click, but I couldn't do it. It's all right. It's all the same because even if I had, I wouldn't have been able to talk about it anyway. So it's kind of fair.
We won't tell anyone.
Yeah. It's not like your show gets published on the internet or anything.
Well, we only have like 12 listeners. It's not a big deal.
Yeah. No, I actually respect the idea of a non-disclosure agreement because it really is supposed to be at this point in time, you know, testing and working out bugs and stuff like that. So I appreciate that because otherwise you just hear a bunch of negative stuff about games that are broken. Yep. You know, it's not, not like the open betas now that are basically glorified demos with a license to patch, you know. So I haven't been playing that. Most of my time has really actually been sucked up by Lost Odyssey. Put probably about 40 hours into that game, a little bit over 40 hours now in the last like 3 weeks roughly, and that is unheard of for me. So it's felt so good to get back into a traditional JRPG and actually dedicate some time to it and have that be the only thing that I've been playing. I mean, I touched Pixel Junk Eden for a little bit. It's a great game. I want to go back to it, but my life has been sucked into Lost Odyssey, and it's great because it's really filling a void that I've been looking for. It's just that new, you know, brand new polished next gen kind of JRPG. So in this RPG drought that we live in.
Cool.
Right now.
So, very cool.
Right now.
We'll be
for the
flooded
moment.
Soon enough. Yeah.
It'll pick up. It's going to pick up over the next month or two.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, you give me 2 months and then I'll be in the, what's your slogan? Too many games, too little time.
Yep. Yeah. So many games, so little time.
Yeah, pretty much. Same thing.
Yeah, because what's coming out in the next 2 months, we've got Tales coming out for 360. Infinite on Discovery is coming out for 360, and Disgaea 3 is coming out for PS3.
When's Infinite and Discovery?
I think Last Remnant's in the next 2 months, too.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's September.
And this isn't a JRPG, but you got Two Human next week, and that's going to suck up a bunch of my time, I'm sure of that.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
So, yeah.
Cool.
So, I'm trying to fit it in before the rush comes again. That's been half of my incentive to game on it. But it got great. I really enjoyed the third disc. The first couple of discs were a little slower in terms of story, but I love the combat system, and it's actually a pretty challenging JRPG, so that's kind of nice refresher as opposed to one that you can easily walk through. So
until you find a special area where you can level up your characters to level 40 or something like that, right?
Yeah, it made a big difference. But I was telling Jeff earlier today in the shout box, there were still some things that I hit towards the end of Disc 3 that were a pain in the ass. Yeah. So, I mean,
I'm sure.
It doesn't make it a complete cakewalk. It just... You don't have the threat of dying on every random encounter like you do earlier on. So, yeah.
Gotcha.
That's cool. It.
Is that it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, okay. Well, we will move on to Jason. Jason, what you playing, man?
Same old stuff as last week, pretty much. Still the Soul Calibur stuff. Very happy to announce that I am done with the tower as far as ascending is concerned.
Wow.
So, yep. All floors are taken care of. That was a huge momentous moment. I'm working on descending now. I think I'm about 15 floors down or something like that. And it's kicking
my ass.
What's
the difference?
It's really, really tough.
How many floors are there?
I think 60. It's 50 or 60. Oh. I forget offhand. Oh. Pretty sure it's 60, though. I'll double check later.
So what do you get for going up the tower?
You get clothing unlocked. And I'm a little... I don't know what the hell's going on with it because I'm getting stuff unlocked through the treasure chests as you're ascending that I know I already have available to me. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? So I can't reconcile what shit I've gotten, what stuff I need. So I don't know. Oh, we're also working on the honor system as well because you apparently can unlock stuff with that. That's been fun. What have I been playing? We had to use Astaroth an awful lot. Because he's the cheapest mofo around.
Gotcha. Yeah, that helps especially against a computer.
Yeah, exactly. Seriously, because you can see just perfect almost every time, and it's just insane. He's so cheap. No fun to play. Callan's been playing Taki an awful lot, though. I think he likes your boobs.
Of course.
They're ridiculous.
Team Fortress is kind of sinking its teeth into me, and I don't think it's letting go. I'm like really liking it now. It's been fun because I always have Callan, you know, there with me. So I feel good about myself, when I play with him because he's always the medic and he's always got my back and stuff. He's like, I'll take care of you. And I'm like, so I feel like I'm actually doing better than I probably already am, but
you probably just threaten to ground him if he doesn't.
Yeah. You Uber me right fucking now. You are grounded. I did pick up Bionic Commando today. Played actually, you know what? I got the demo off of live yesterday, and I was very excited because I mean I've been pumped about this game for an awfully long time, right?
Yeah,
and
we all have been.
I couldn't resist, and I'm like, screw it! I know I'm going to get it on PSN because of remote play and whatnot, but I just want to check it out now, right? So I download the damn thing and I start playing it and I'm just like elated. I'm just like, this is like the culmination of all this waiting and it's finally here. And the fucking 360 dies on the
You finally got some red rings?
And God, no, it didn't. It still does not red ring. It just freezes intermittently. Just kills me. But I did get it on PSN today, bought that, and I bought Street Fighter Alpha as well.
Oh, cool.
But I haven't had much time with either of them. Bionic Commando, fucking rock so far. Mm-hmm. Awesome mixture of the old school, you know, really tough platforming shit and lots of cool new stuff. So I'm very happy with it so far.
Cool.
That's my week.
Awesome. Jeff, take it away, man.
I also downloaded the Rearmed demo. Yeah, last night, I think it was, or this morning. I can't remember which one it was. Pretty awesome. The demo was pretty short, though. I was kind of like disappointed, but of course I'm going to buy the game eventually. I'm still kind of torn whether or not to get it on 360 or PS. It basically comes down to whichever one I get points for first or money on there. So
Definitely PlayStation.
Definitely.
Yes. I'm sorry, I have to chime in here because I did download the demo. I thought we were talking about this later. I downloaded the demo on 360 yesterday, and it was fun, and it controlled rather well. I downloaded the full version on PS3 today and played it for an hour. Night and day difference in control.
Really?
Really?
I mean, oh, wow. Literally. It was, you're not the only person I've heard say that, difference. Too. Yes, definite, confirmed. But much, much, much better on the D-pad on the PlayStation 3.
All right, cool. So, I'll take your word for it because I didn't have any problems with the 360 one, but that's not to say that the PS3 one is better because of the D-pad. So I'll take
tell
your word
you the
for
truth.
It.
I didn't really notice the problems on the 360 until I played the PS3.
Yeah, it's probably one of those things. Gotcha. I also heard that the 360 one's plagued with a lot of screen tearing too, which is kind of weird.
Yeah, that's pretty rumored at this point. I've heard that around a couple of times too, but I haven't seen any statements or anything from anyone that might actually confirm that.
Yeah. I'm just going by word of mouth here, so who knows.
Right. Yeah.
What else have I been playing? I started playing, got back into Final Fantasy VI yesterday. I had a few minutes. I'm going to do this whole opera scene thing because that's where I left off at. And I've never done that before. I never got that far the first time I played through. And it was pretty cool, although I didn't pass it because when it gives you all the lines, like you have to remember the lines or whatever. I'm like, okay, first time I'm going to like remember the last word of each line because they rhyme. So I figured that's what it would be basing it on. Then I realized when you actually have to do it, it gives you the first word of the line you're supposed to say. And you have to choose between the two or three. And I'm like, fuck. I'm like, I was remembering the last part of the line, so I had to do it again and again. Then it got to some point where you had to throw flowers off a balcony. And the first one, why aren't they? I'm like, where the hell are the flowers? This dude's there. He's like, will you dance with me? I'm like, I don't know. I'm supposed to find flowers and throw them off the balcony. So I walked around him in a circle for a bit. I'm like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Ran out of time. So I basically said, fuck this. I'll figure it out later. By that, I mean, I'll probably go on GameFAQs and figure it out. This is pathetic. This game was came out when 90... What, four?
Something like that.
And
what are you playing it on?
I'm playing on GBA.
Game Boy. What's that?
Cool. Game Boy Advance. Well, on my DS, but it's Game Boy Advance. So then I was like, hey, you know what? I'm going to try out Final Fantasy IX because I never played that ever. And then Sam Dude lent it to me. And who just went, ugh.
That was Scott. So, I'm sorry.
I was just doing it silently.
I don't like Final Fantasy IX.
Okay,
it's pretty much the only one that I hate.
I really like it so much.
Because a lot of people like it a lot. Like a lot of people I've talked to say they like that one actually better than 7 and 10. So I was like, okay, well, I'll give it a try and, you know, see what it's like. Mm-hmm. One thing I really liked about it, I liked the art style in terms of, I liked how they went back to the cartoony kind of look.
Yeah.
But wow. I didn't like the actual art of the characters.
Hmm.
Okay. It's like I wish they were more towards, like, I don't know, maybe 6 or 7, but I like the overall look of the game. I think the best out of all the PlayStation ones, but the characters, and like, I don't know if there's a main character yet. I literally only played it for about 20 minutes, so I know you control two different characters at the beginning, and neither of the two I was playing, I was like, oh, well, I don't really want to hope these guys aren't like the main characters, or even if there is a main character, but I gave it a shot, and I was like, yeah, it's kind of cool. Which then caused me to throw in Lost Odyssey for about 2 seconds, and I realized, is that a part that it's ridiculously hard. So I was talking to Scott today. I'm like, dude, I don't know what's wrong. I think I have to level up. But these guys, any mob I fight, they kill me. They wipe me out. So he gave me a few tips and stuff. So I basically got to go back and buy a bunch of crap to wherever the last town was.
Who needs game facts when you got Scott?
Exactly.
ScottFacts.com.
Talking facts. About. I prefer Sal Facts.
Sal Facts. Sal
Facts. Sal Facts.
Bitch Pig Facts.
That shit. Yeah, I like the sound of that. Of course,
I'm
Soul Calibur.
That domain right now.
The witch.
he says he's registering the domain.
Oh, nice. A lot of Soul Calibur. I don't know what's up with your connection, Jason, but we had like no problem connecting.
I have
people
a story
last
on
night.
That.
Oh, do you?
It's weird. I'm able to connect to Good to Face, and I couldn't connect with Jeff. Like whenever Good to Face and I were connected, we couldn't get Jeff involved or anybody else. It was weird. So I thought it was okay because I have my PS3 on like a DMZ, which is like outside of the router, you know, so it didn't even bother with ports or anything like that. But I forgot that I lost my settings on my PS3, so all that shit got reset, and it went back to automatic, so it fell off the DMZ. But it's set up again now, so it should be fine. We'll try.
Damn it.
Again.
I was kind of putting off fighting you because I know you'll kick my ass. So I figured I'd talk a lot of trash.
I kept saying to GTF that, yeah, Jeff's just pussing out. What do you mean he can't connect? I can connect to you just fine. There's nothing wrong with my connection. That guy's a pussy. As it turns out, I guess not. Well, maybe not.
Yeah. No, but we're playing a lot of it online. It's fun as hell. Still want my arcade stick. Waiting for that. Hopefully tomorrow. So I think that's pretty much it. Did I play anything else? No, I definitely played something else, but now I can't freaking remember. So it's probably not that important. So forget it. I'm done.
Wow.
No, I didn't play any WoW actually in the last week.
Wow.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
Stayed away from the WoW.
Cool.
How are you going to do two levels a week if you don't even log in?
Because then I'll do four the next week. I'm thinking.
Yeah, that'll last until you get to about level 3.
Theory.
I'm just happy I didn't get addicted. Like a lot of stories I've heard, I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I know I can stop playing when I need to. But then again, I've heard the earlier levels aren't the greatest. Once you hit like 20 and above or 30 and above, that's when it gets like really good. So we'll see. Maybe I'm just afraid to hit that point.
That's it.
Yes.
All right. Well,
is that why you're not married yet? You're afraid of committal?
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Gotcha.
Of course. I am addicted to a game, and it's called Phantasy Star Universe.
Weird.
And I played it this week.
Yes, who gives a shit?
Thank you.
Nobody. So I'm going to move on. Let's see. For PSP, I played some Phantasy Star Portable. For Game Boy Advance, I beat Castlevania Harmony of Dissonance this week.
Nice.
So that is good. It only took me like 3 months or whenever it was that I mentioned it on the show. And then for PS3, I downloaded and started playing Bionic Commando Rearmed, which is fantastic. Like you guys said, it's definitely you get the nostalgia from it, but it's also just it's also a really good game. I mean, it's just it's very well. The presentation of it is very cool. I mean, even down to the way they do the menus and stuff. I really liked the way they did everything.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm about 3 stages in. I've done 3 stages, and I've done, you know, the trucks that come along the map and you have to fight them. I've done 2 of those as well. So, and everything is, it just brings me back to when I played it when I was a kid, and, you know, just fantastic game. If you have a PS3 or a 360, either one, this is a definite download for Xbox Live Arcade or PSN.
I agree. Wait, I got to ask, though, what level is everybody playing it on? What difficulty level?
I'm on medium.
Okay. Yeah, me too. Yeah.
I'm on medium, and I'm not having too much of a problem just yet.
Easy.
Yeah.
Sorry, what's that in the background? I think your grandma is making fun of you.
For now. For now, until I get my footing again. So I gave it to my son tonight, too, and he was like, I keep trying to jump. Why doesn't he jump?
Dude, like, that's one thing the demo I couldn't get used to. That took the longest time. And not so much just I knew I can't jump, but in certain situations where you just normally would jump, like getting around was not a problem. Yeah. It was when like an enemy would shoot at me, and normally I'd just be like, I can just jump over this pool. I'm like, fuck, there's no jump. And like just that was over and over again for like 10 minutes.
And the worst part is that you can't necessarily swing over the bullets either, because you'll probably swing right into it.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, but you can use your arm to actually deflect the
bullets.
Deflect
it, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Deflect the bullets.
You know what control that I wish you did have in that game that you don't? Is the ability to drop straight down off of a platform. I don't really care about being able to jump off of a platform, but being able to go straight down. Like, after you get the grenades and you can drop them straight down, that's kind of what I'm talking about.
Right.
You know, to go, you know, just straight down.
Couldn't you do that in the original? I thought you could.
Nope.
I don't think so.
Nope. Swing and shoot was all you had.
Huh.
That's weird how they kind of like desensitize, like basically devolve our skills to get better. If that make any sense at all.
It's just forcing you into the mechanic that they want you to play in. And that's what made the game so much fun to begin with. If you could jump as well as swing, it would take less emphasis off of how cool the swing is.
Right. Yeah. It's all about the swinging in the game. So it makes sense that, you know, and plus if you think about the physical, you know, the physics of it, this guy's got this huge arm attached to him, this huge metallic arm. It's probably adds a lot of weight to him. It might be harder to jump.
Yeah, he'd jump like he's white.
Now you're looking into it too much.
Which he is.
Not Scott, Chris.
Yeah, I think we're getting a little too deep.
Well, the weight of his arm is definitely going to hold him down, and the inertia of him dropping off a ledge, well... Yeah,
well, I actually heard that the arm was made out of a really light alloy, and it's actually lighter than air, so this actually...
I heard styrofoam with... yeah.
Wow.
Okay, anyway... but yeah, that's it for this week.
I remember what I was going to say really quick. I got my first trophy yesterday.
Yay!
Congratulations. Uncharted.
Oh, yeah.
I was waiting for...
Oh, I got to get that again.
Sorry? What?
No, I just said I got to get that again. I was just reminded of Uncharted.
Anyway. You got rid of it?
No, he borrowed it from me. It.
Oh, that's right, too.
Yeah, he never owned it.
Yes,
Chris, are you done with it?
No, I'm actually as soon as the mag event's over, I'm going to start playing it again.
Well, there's still like another week left. That'll give me enough time. Jeff had a story, by the way. I'm sorry. Let's just go. Back to that.
I can't remember what I was going to say. I was basically going to say I was waiting for something, and I was like, "Hey, I might as well get a trophy while I'm waiting." And then I was played through a little bit of Uncharted and got my trophy and said, "Okay, there's a trophy."
Which trophy was it?
Was it all that you hoped?
I think it was the finding the first treasure trophy.
Yeah, you find the first treasure. Oh. That takes like 5 minutes. Yeah. It's like, oh, look, here, there's a treasure. You get a trophy.
It took me longer than that probably because it probably wasn't the actual first one because I'm shit at finding stuff in games. I'm not that guy at all. I'm not even close to like a completionist. I don't look for anything that doesn't need to be found.
Yeah, when I played through it the first
trophy
time.
You can get.
What's that? I'll probably do it.
As soon as you're on the boat, when people are hopping on it, right in the first scene, when they teach you how to do the brutal combo, just do it 5 times, you'll get 2 trophies.
Oh, cool.
Once for 5, and then once for 5 in a row.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Well,
I told you, who needs game facts?
You're onto something.
Oh, I remember what Jeff was going to say, too. It's Peter North.
Oh, Peter North, okay.
Porn Star is the correct answer.
Are you
looking up porn during the cast, Jace?
Yeah, I was actually checking out the Gentleman's Club that I should be at right now. Or would. Not should. I'm sorry.
Would. Would.
Invited to go to.
What kind of cast do you guys run?
Just goes along with the territory.
Oh, another quick thing I was going to say, which pissed me off with Soul Calibur, Jason, is I finally got past that floor 11. I think I'm on like in the 20s now or something like that. And then someone told me that to actually open the treasure, you have to do certain things in each match.
Correct. Do you ever see those like cryptic messages?
Yes. I didn't know
that. In the beginning, like you don't lose your vitality or something like that. Yeah. Shit like that. So there's objectives for each floor.
Yeah. So I went back and checked every floor to see what I opened, and I didn't really open all that much. Mm-hmm. So basically I have to do that whole thing again, but actually look at what I have to do. So that kind of pissed me off.
You can check out Game Facts or maybe ask Scott.
I don't know crap about Soul Calibur. try up, up, down, down, left, right.
Nice.
Wait, this game
made by Konami?
Really, really hard.
All right, cool. Well, let's move on. Jeff, news.
Oh,
what do you got?
Nothing right now. Let me pull it up here.
Well, in the meantime, then.
There you go. You're not drinking beer from a can, are you?
What?
You're not drinking beer from a can, are you?
Yeah, I'm lazy.
That's the only way they drink it in Milwaukee.
Actually, I much prefer it out of a bottle, but cans are cheaper and it's crappy beer to begin with. So,
There you go. Not too bad. First bit of news. Suda51 and Shinji Mikami are going to be working on a new game for EA. For those who don't know, Suda51's a guy who did, what's that freaking game for the Wii that came out? You guys bought it, played it for like a day, and then stopped.
No More Heroes.
Jason, Chris. Yeah, No More Heroes.
No More Heroes. Cool.
And Killer 7 for the GameCube. Those really stylized looking games. Mm-hmm. Cool. I guess they kind of have a little bit of a cult following, I guess, a little bit of a niche audience. And then Shinji Mikami is the creator of Resident Evil. And Suda said a while ago that he'd always wanted to work with him, and looks like now it's coming into fruition, and EA is going to be publishing that game. No details on it yet. They just announced that they'll be working together on some type of game for 360, PS3, Wii and DS. I think PSP was in there as well.
Want to take bets if they have stylistic zombies in it?
I won't take that bet.
I'm just still amazed by EA lately.
Yeah, they're doing awesome.
They're grabbing everything.
Cool.
That's right. They're grabbing everything good because another thing later on the list, I might as well hit it up now, is they also picked up, well, rumored that they picked up Brutal Legend.
Yeah, I heard
about
that.
Which was just released by Activision. So, and we were all talking about that last week, how that's crazy that they dropped that, and then EA was smart enough, hopefully they were smart enough to pick that up. Because to tell the truth, it probably won't sell too well, because Tim Schafer games tend not to, but they're usually all really, really good. So, maybe EA can do their marketing powers, use their marketing powers, and get people to actually buy a good game.
Right.
Be nice.
Hopefully they'll just kind of step back, give the people the money, and just say, hey, do your thing. We'll market
it.
We'll publish it for you.
Because if anyone can do it, it's likely EA. Look at all the other shit they used to sell for years and years, right? Mm-hmm. Everyone's been talking about Braid the last couple weeks, and one of the main complaints people are having
is... demo, too.
What do you think?
I think it was really neat, and the one thing that stopped me from picking it up right on the spot, it was the first game that I played on Xbox Live Arcade where when it came to the point where the demo ended and asked you if you wanted to continue, it was the first game that I seriously considered buying it right on the spot.
Oh, really?
And then I remembered that I was getting Bionic Commando in 2 days. And I was like, So I might go back to Braid. I might.
Priorities.
I don't know. It's neat. And what's weird about it is I don't really want to say too much about it because it's something that should just be experienced.
Mm-hmm.
Because some of the puzzles in it are so unique and so outside the box that if I explained one to you, I'd be ruining half the experience. So,
okay.
Go give it a try. It's
I will do that. I always forget we can get those demos on there. I always like think, I don't want those games. I want to buy them, but I end up not downloading the demo, but... I think there's like six games I need to get the demo for. Yeah, I always forget. Mm. That's being one of them.
It's one of the greatest things about life, man.
Yeah, no kidding. But another game that's been in the works, it seems, forever, Castle Crashers. It's coming out finally August 27th, but also it is also going to be $15 like Braid was. So...
Yes! But that one was originally supposed to be like 22 or something.
Well, it was rumored to be 22.
Yeah, that was the rumor, yeah.
The only thing this is what's starting to scare me with Xbox Live Arcade, is I liked it when they were small little arcade games, which is what they're going for. And if they're going to keep making the games bigger and bigger and bigger and raising the price, I'm afraid it's going to turn into a platform, evolving platform within a platform. Whereas eventually, these little games aren't going to be there anymore because people are going to be buying $25 games that look like Xbox games or like downgraded 360 PS3 games. You know what I mean? That's what I'm afraid of. Because they keep getting these games bigger and bigger and charging more money for them. I'd rather just Microsoft just stick with their limits except for the rare occasions and just keep them as little arcade kind of niche titles because I think that's what makes it kind of appealing to me anyway. I don't know about you guys, but
I don't
see the point.
From my perspective, I think some of the problem with that is that some of these little dink games were, 800 points.
Yeah.
So when you're spending that much already, it's like, well, I put in all this extra work into this time that's obviously a unique creative title, with much better, graphics and a lot more depth and a lot more time out of it. I should get more than this other one over here that's, 800 space bucks and... definitely at least three times that other one that's 400 space bucks. So I'm going to make mine the equivalent of $15, So it's almost like they started with the bar too high.
Yeah.
I mean, does that make sense? That's kind of what I'm thinking.
Oh, I totally agree. But the only thing I see is I just think it's going to get to the point where no one's going to be making these like little quirky games that you pick up and play for 15 minutes. I think eventually it's going to hit a point where games are going to be 20, 25 bucks. And they're going to be games you can play like that don't separate them from what you'd be buying on the console anyway, is basically what I'm getting at.
Right.
Because, I mean, the $15
is still
going to
see that stuff. I think we're going to see a little bit more of a shift towards like X and A type games as well. And that might fill that
they're
going to
be all the cheaper games.
Yeah, it's true.
Mm-hmm. I still think it sucks that that you can't release an X and A game for free, though.
Yeah, that is kind of... It's kind of shitty if you actually want to release it free. I don't see why not.
It's kind of a quality control thing too, in a way.
Yeah.
Well, you know, no, they've got all those. They've got all those statements that they're talking about how people are going to do peer reviews and all the rest of that. So, isn't that supposed to be the quality control?
You know what? After releasing Yaris, whether it's free or not, I mean, you got to question quality control at Microsoft anyway.
Yeah, okay.
I'd much rather have it in the hands of peers that are dedicated as I am, and whether that, you know, it's just because that they forked out $100 for it. Mm-hmm. At least they're serious about it. They're serious enough to put $100 down. Now, if it were reviewed by the entire community at large, we've got a problem then, you know, because we're going to get a group of friends together and they push their own game through or something like that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you.
I mean, you have to have that higher tier, you know, that almost elitist kind of attitude, I guess.
Yeah, it's kind of true. Because what you do is you get somebody like, hey, you have like 100 people on your friends list. You send a message to all of them saying, putting on a game up here. Everyone give me an awesome review. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, wait a minute. I'm a little confused here. I wasn't talking about being able to publish a game for free. I'm talking about being able to put it up there where it doesn't cost any money to download.
Yeah.
I don't think that that's necessarily a quality control thing. I would think that that would be the best way to market somebody that you've never heard of before.
No, I agree.
I'm just glad that PSN didn't take that route and, you know, just put out anything that they could. You know, PSN puts out really high quality stuff. It's fewer and far, you know, between. But they've got a really good library of stuff, really good core library. They don't have a ton of crap on there. And that's something that I would be afraid of if anybody had the ability to just put up whatever they wanted. You're just going to see a ton of shit.
Well, I don't think that's what he's getting at. I mean, I think what he's getting at is that, you know, yes, put it through the quality control, but you should still be able to release it for free just so you could get your name out there.
Exactly.
As opposed to trying to charge people. And that's kind of what I thought that they were going to do. It's like, okay, this is the first game I've ever made on XNA, so, you know, let's put it through the quality control process, and if it makes it through, then I'll release it for free just so people will download it and play it, and they can give me feedback.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Where does I agree. It should be up to them. I mean, if they're saying, hey, what was that, Jason?
They make money off of them buying XNA subscriptions.
Yeah.
They also make money, like, what was it, like 30% or something like that of the actual sale.
Well, you guys are talking about releasing the game for free, though, right?
Right. Yeah. And that's why Jason asked about the money.
But oh, yeah.
Okay.
They are charging $100 a year for the subscription. So, you know, if they release the game for free, they make the money off of the XNA subscription.
Yeah. And let's be honest, so if you're like, you can charge as low as, what is it, $1 or $2?
It's 200 points is the lowest.
Yeah, so I think that's like $2 or something like that. So it's like, I think most people who think they have a decent game are going to charge something for it anyway, just for the fact that they can. Sure, everyone likes to be like, hey, there's someone out there, there's the musicians who just don't care, just download their music, but they're so few and far between anyway. But then again, we're talking independent people, right? So they might just want to get their shit out there.
Exactly.
So
yeah, I know, I would want to. But I mean, somebody's got to pay for the bandwidth too. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's
got
to come from somewhere.
I hate to keep going point.
I know, just Scott's point is it'd be cool just to leave it up to the developer. It should be up to whoever makes the game to decide whether or not to release it for free or for $2. Yeah. And I can't really argue with that.
It's not like there's not free games on Xbox Live now. Yeah. You know, I don't know why it should
Yaris
be different.
Yaris is awesome.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I
seriously
know, it's fucking terrible.
They should give us points for downloading that shit.
Okay, well, hey, well, you know what? We might find out more about XNA. Leipzig's on the way. I believe it's next week. It starts in a couple days because it's going to Monday. So during MS's press conference, they might release more information. What do you mean? Wait, what, Chris?
I don't think Microsoft has a press conference.
Oh, that's right. They're not having a press conference next week. Oh,
that's
what was
right.
I thinking? I wrote down the wrong thing here. Only
see, this is why you guys are the pros. That was the freaking best segue I've heard in a long time.
Thank you.
We usually have, how about that for a segue? But you know, this time we left it off.
Oh man! So we have Nintendo not even.
Sorry,
at Leipzig.
Continue.
Nintendo's not even there. MS is not having a press conference. So
wait, Nintendo's not there either? Seriously?
Nintendo is not there at all. They are not even going to be there. And then, so basically, it's Sony's show.
It's the Sony show.
And
starring Sony.
So it may as well be the Sony show in Germany. So hopefully see a lot of good stuff. But yeah, no Microsoft press conference. So all you people out there are expecting to like hear about new stuff, you won't hear it in any kind of conference form anyway. They might announce some things through press releases, but no conference.
Yeah, Microsoft has a presence there, right? They're just not doing.
They are going to be there. They're just not going to have a conference. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Cool. There's rumors earlier in the week actually that Yu Suzuki of Sega fame, he's been around forever. I remember him way back like the Sega Masters and days. That he was leaving the company and that he was gone, but it's actually confirmed as of today that he actually is not gone. He is still with Sega. But the thing is, Sega still sucks balls. So I don't know why this is relevant at all. Minus Phantasy Star. Sorry, guys. But, you know, it's true.
Yeah, well, I can't argue. I mean, they haven't released anything that's amazing. I'm hoping that Valkyria, is that it? Valkyria Chronicles
or whatever.
I really hope that's good because it looks fantastic.
Yeah, the art style is amazing. I like it.
Yeah, I love it.
Not my type of game.
I can't wait for that one.
That and I want them to release, you know, I want them to release Phantasy Star Portable over here because it's doing
I think they will.
Great in Japan.
Amazing.
Sorry.
Japan gives a shit. They've sold 500,000 copies in 2 weeks.
Yeah, it sold out.
I know. It's just not my bag.
That's fine. Doesn't have to be your. You know, it's funny because you're so excited about Two Human, but you don't want to play Phantasy Star Online or Phantasy Star Universe.
Are they really similar? I don't really know.
They're very similar, yes. They are very similar.
You'd probably like PSO more than PSU if you like the Two Human type stuff. But yeah, which means you'd like the portable one. You should give it a shot.
Again, I'm confused. Isn't PSO the one that you can do for free with like Blue Burst and all the rest of that sort of stuff?
Yeah, PSO is private servers right now, and there's free private servers out there.
PSO is the good one.
That I might check out. I'm not ready to spend a monthly fee for PSU at this point in time.
No doubt. I don't blame you.
I'm getting ready to play the Avril here, guys.
I'll do it. Sorry.
I told them that if we started talking about PSO or PSU too much, Avril.
You can play the Avril later, actually, Jason. That's a good spot.
Okay.
One last bit before that. Bungie has been hinting the last couple weeks that they're going to have some huge changes to Halo 3. And then they, during some kind of Edge Awards or something like that, they made a little video with Luke Smith of X1UP fame. He's now with Bungie, community guy. He basically hinted at a map editor for Halo 3. Halo 3.
To the Master Chief.
Your Canadian's getting in the way of me understanding you.
Elevator go down. Fui. Anywho. and maybe the addition of bots, which I think this is both huge because, I mean, Forge is already pretty cool. And if they have actually a map editor, that's pretty badass. Of course, none of this is confirmed. This hint added in a little video where they show weird things and people dissected this. And you know how crazy some Bungie fans are. And they'll literally go through frame for frame. So hopefully we'll hear something about that. And again, we just won't hear about it at Leipzig.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah, I think it'd be cool. You guys into the whole creative stuff. You guys can make maps for me. How about that? No?
All right. I'm the tech guy. I'm not creative.
No. I'll leave that for Jason. GTA 4 sold a crap ton. And apparently 70% of those copies sold all went to miners. So do you guys think that's high number, low number, medium number? Don't give a shit number.
So how much percent?
17%.
17%. Because it almost sounded like you said 70%.
No, that would be ridiculous, Chris.
Yes, it would be.
Yes.
I actually think it's a lot lower than what most people would expect. Because, I mean, they made such a big deal about it. I honestly thought that it would be more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But 17%.
That's actually one of the few games in my collection that I don't let Callan play.
Oh, no doubt.
Although he's probably playing it when I'm at work. But
see, it's funny that you mention that, Jason, because I saw a study just earlier on this week that was it was a random like open-ended question where they asked parents what they were most afraid of if their kids were going to spend the night at somebody else's house, and them getting a chance to play Grand Theft Auto was higher than like sex and drugs. That's or maybe it was sex ridiculous. And alcohol or
sex
something
and alcohol
like that.
Yeah, I think it was
they've,
sex and alcohol.
They've maybe played Grand Theft Auto 4 then. It's like concentrated sin.
I don't know, when you look at it, would it sell like first week 4 million? So like 70% would be like what, 600 660,000 copies basically yeah. sold to miners. That's quite a lot of people.
Yeah, it is. But in the grand scheme of things, you know, yeah, I don't know. I still think
percentage
it more.
Is not high.
And then if you think about like the big stink was about stores actually selling it. And then didn't they have like a percentage of that percentage that was like kids getting other people to go in and buy them the game?
I don't know.
It was something like that. They actually had a certain percentage. It was like half of that was people actually sending others in to get the game for them. So it wasn't the store selling them the game.
I remember doing that when I was a kid.
I mean, I get carded at Walmart for like rated R movies and games.
That's
and
funny.
Stuff.
Yeah. I hate to say it, but that's honestly good.
Yeah, no, it is. Yeah, it is. It is good.
Yeah.
And they should.
Yeah. No, I totally believe in it.
That's the point.
That's right. You can look at it this way. I'm not bitching that I'm getting carded.
I'm glad they're doing it.
Yeah, me too.
You can look at it this way. I bet you more than 17% of underage kids are getting into R-rated movies in theaters.
Oh yeah, I bet.
Oh, yeah.
Easily. Yeah, I mean, how is that any different, right? You're seeing lewd, bloody, not appropriate stuff for that age. You know?
Right.
I'd like to cross this with like teen pregnancy and underage drinking, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Just to see where the numbers were at.
Yeah.
Well, everybody's priorities are messed up.
I agree. Oh, no, crazy. Don't play this video game.
Yep. Well, anyway, Avril Lavigne was mentioned earlier, and I'm not a huge fan of celebrities. Some celebrities, right? They can get annoying sometimes, and I'm sure you guys have all the shows on there like, hey, I'm so-and-so, and I make music, and look at my big fucking mansion that you will never, ever live in.
Oh, Cribs and
so-and-so.
Yeah, all that Pimp My Ride and all that other shit.
Yeah, and then you'll see another video of, like, I don't know, some pop star and, you know, or their drug habits and their rise from the garbage, and then they all of a sudden get shot, fall from grace, and they're, you know, whatever. And I was like, this would make an amazing video game. Like, you just put a bunch of celebrities together, okay, and just beating the living snot of each other. Or, you know, what's even better is if you can actually put yourself in the video game and then you beat the snot out of, like, the celebrities. Like, Avril, you whiny bitch. Actually, there's other things I'd rather do to Avril than, well, okay, we won't go there, but anyway. And she's Canadian, might I add.
Dirty, dirty things.
So,
thank you for
yeah.
that, Jeff.
But
you're the official spokesperson of Canadian.
What, for Avril?
I was thanking you for Avril.
Oh, no problem. No problem.
Okay.
So yeah, I was like, video game would be awesome. I was actually going to write up like a whole like storyboard for everything and, you know, set it all up. And I was going to send it to you guys. So you guys thought maybe you guys could put something together on XNA for me, or, you know, give us a hand, you know, get a first, you know, development job in there. You know, Scott can maybe parade around town and hand out cards, you know, advertising it or whatever.
What?
And then I don't know, dude. I mean, the show's like, go along, man. Town. Bear with us. Bear with me here. They've gotten worse every week, dude. This is terrible. But anyway, but the Wii's already getting it. They're already getting Celebrity Sports Showdown, and it's gonna have such awesome celebrities such as Fergie from the Black Eyed Peas, Avril Lavigne, Leanne Rimes, Keith Urban. I don't even know who that is. Nelly Furtado, Canadian. Paul Pierce. What the hell would Paul Pierce? I've lost all respect for Paul Pierce now. Actually, you know what? You just won a championship.
Who is
now.
He?
Just,
I don't know. Who is Paul Pierce?
He plays for the Boston Celtics. I liked him in the first place, and now I'm whatever. Mia Hamm, I think she plays soccer, right?
Yes.
Christy Yamaguchi, Reggie Bush, and Sugar Ray Leonard.
Sugar Ray Leonard?
They're putting Sugar Ray Leonard.
Reggie Bush?
Game. Yeah, and Reggie Bush.
What the fuck?
What the hell are we even talking about?
Reggie Bush beat the crap out of Christy Yamaguchi.
You know what? What are we talking about?
Who gives a shit?
That was terrible.
That was the worst ever.
It was hard to lead into that one.
I couldn't even get to what the actual game was about.
What was the game about?
A Celebrity Sports Showdown for the week.
Who gives a shit?
Who gives a shit?
Perfect.
And that's the news.
Much better.
Hey, Jason, hit it.
I wasn't prepared. All right, here we go. Fire. Here we go. Okay, I double clicked on the name, and that renames it. Let's try this again.
Oh, yeah. Jason, you're my
school. All right.
That's enough. He was a
boy. Then you want me to keep playing it?
No, you can stop. please stop.
Or else I'm setting Sugar Ray Leonard in there.
No, seriously, please stop. All right, I'm muting his track for the rest of this time.
Holy crap.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to take her back. Canada's taken her back.
Way to totally milk that joke for like 50 seconds.
You don't listen that often, do you, Scott?
I know, really.
You know what our problem is? We keep talking it up like it's the coolest thing ever, and then we have a tough time saying, who gives a shit?
Exactly.
Like, wouldn't it be cool if we had this game?
I think next week I'm going to change my approach.
Yeah. Totally. Well, I'm a repeat offender.
It's all right. No, you always have to do a segue
into it, and I. Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, I love that. Really. Yeah, I love cooking shows.
I fucking love that.
I honestly was asking what the hell we were talking about because I totally zoned out and I came back to this list of celebrities and I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Remember we told you on email too. Are you going to be the first person who actually, you know, goes along with it? And you're like, oh yeah, no problem. We're like, no, seriously, everyone seems to forget about it or whatever. And I guess that's
said it.
No, you did. Probably the best one ever, by a guess so far. That's not saying much.
All right, should we take a break?
Yes.
All right, yes.
Cool. We're gonna take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk about how our gaming habits have changed, and new releases, emails, and possibly a question of the week. So stay tuned, and we'll be
right
back.
All right.
All right, mic check. Check. 1, 2. All right, sweet. Yeah, we're set. Got my beer, got my Doritos. Check my perks here. Yeah, sweet. I'm gonna kill me some terrorists. Ain't never gonna know what hit him. That's right, bitches. I'm coming for you. Get ready to reap the whirlwind. Game, set, match, motherfucker. Get ready. There's no stopping.
Hey, hon, can you help me carry in the groceries?
Son of a bitch. Every damn time.
GamersOnlyOlder.com, because carrying the groceries is not an achievement.
Release the inner child.
Welcome to the Goo is a VG Evo Network podcast affiliate.
Welcome back. How you guys doing? You ready to finish the show up?
Sure. Yeah.
You guys sound so excited. This is great. It's like everyone was buzzing for the first half, and now everyone's just like, yeah.
That's what happened when the break is too long.
Yeah. And we start talking about shit we shouldn't talk about.
Exactly.
No, that shit should get talked about. It just shouldn't get recorded.
That's true. That's true. What are we talking about? You will never know.
And that's the question part of the week.
Yeah.
What were we talking about? Place your bets now.
Cool. Well, this week we are talking about how our gaming habits differ right now as from what they were when we were kids or younger. So I wanted to start out by kind of talking about how we got Scott on the show. And, you know, it was one of those things we've been trying to figure out. We wanted to get Scott on the show for a while now, but we wanted to give him a topic that kind of related to his podcast, you know, Gamers Only Older. So we finally figured out, you know, a question of the week and a feature to do. And I thought it would be fun to tell these types of talk about these types of stories and stuff like that. So I asked Scott if he wants to be on the show. And he said yes. And he goes, let me just clear it with the wife.
No,
you know, and I tell him what the feature is, and he goes, let me just make sure that it's okay with the wife. And I'm like, all right, cool. Well, there's one way that things have changed, you know, you gotta clear everything with the wife.
Yep.
So he comes back, right. And
no. Oh, God. You guys are gonna get me in trouble.
He comes back and he's like, all right, yeah, so, you know, Mrs. Bitch Pig said it was cool, so yeah, I'm on board for Thursday. And he goes, what was the feature again? And I said, pussy whipped gamers. And it was just so fitting at the time. And Yeah, so I caught him off guard with that. But yeah, no, seriously, it does show a way things have changed, because I'll be honest with you. And even though I don't know if you know, Jeff and Jason, you guys do this, but, you know, even though I already know the answer to the question, mm-hmm. Like if I'm hanging out with Crystal and I'm just like sitting at home, I already know that she's going to say yes, but I will still ask her, do you mind if I play something? Because yeah. we're in the middle of like watching sure. something yeah. or something like that. And, you know, she's always like, yeah, no problem. But I still ask.
Mm-hmm. All right. I got to say something in my defense now.
Oh, no. You're totally welcome to speak to defend. And honestly, man.
Don't you have to ask your wife first if you can talk?
You sons of bitches.
And as far as I'm concerned, man, there's nothing to defend. It was just all in good fun. So, but yeah. Go ahead.
We all do it. We all do it.
No, it just, as it turns out, no, you're absolutely right, Chris. And there is a certain, you're not asking permission, but it's more so just a common courtesy. Kind
absolutely.
Of
it's a courteous thing.
Yeah. But to be fair to myself and defend myself for just this moment, Thursdays are always our date nights. So fair come enough. Hell or high water, Thursday is the night that we're going to spend together. Now, date night doesn't always mean going out to a movie or, you know, going out to someplace fancy to eat. It could just be sitting around and watching TV together, mm-hmm. which lately it kind of has been because we've both been so freaking tired all the time. But regardless, it's the whole point of it is just to make sure that no matter what, we have that one day that we can always spend together. So for me to do something on Thursday, that's like the one time where it's not just a common courtesy. It's like, I really need to ask. But you're completely right, though, because at the same time, I'm like, if I say that to her, I know she knows that I want to do it. I'm sure she'll let me do it. It's not necessarily a permission sort of thing. But in this case, it was a little bit more along those lines. And that's exactly actually why I couldn't play Warhawk Wednesday, because I said, hey, instead of Thursday, can we do Wednesday instead? You know, mm-hmm. so it's always a give and take. Yeah. It's always absolutely. A balance. So yeah.
cool.
It's not a bad thing. I still very much so love my wife. I wish you played a little more games, but
well, Jason.
Well, we all hope you get to sleep in the bed again instead of down in the basement.
Hope so you have a comfortable couch.
Hopefully, this little speech of yours.
I hope we don't get hate mail for what I just said. So,
no, not at all. She thinks you guys are hysterical. So,
oh yeah,
it's actually
does she actually neat. Listen to the show? I mean, that's
in the last like couple of weeks, almost 2 months. Whenever we did the. Whenever we did the show with PS Nation, when they were all over here, and we had that big drunken round table.
That was awesome. I was jealous. I wanted to be there.
Yeah, me too.
I wish you guys were here. It was a freaking blast. We had a great time. But, I mean, when it was just that mishmash of people, that was when she actually started listening to both you guys and PS Nation, because she wanted to hear. She actually fell asleep in the other room. She was really tired and, you know, drinking all day, and we were up late recording and everything. So she fell asleep in the other room, didn't get to hear most of it. So she went back to listen to it. And now, like, I've brought certain clips of your show to her so many times that finally she just started listening to it.
Cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Spreading the love.
Awesome.
Spreading the love.
Well, thank you for that.
Hey, not a problem.
Jason, why don't I pass it off to you? Do we have some emails?
Yeah, we do. Let's start off with big name here. Torgo actually.
Who is that?
Graced us with his Torgo.
I swear to God, if he calls me an X-Bot.
Oh, dude, you and me both, man.
Oh, that's like, right. So, after we finish the email then. We'll tell a story about Torgo.
Yeah. Okay. Finish the email first.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. So Torgo writes. He says, "Wow, things have changed a lot since I was a young gamer." My father bought a Fairchild Channel F for his place, and it was a lot of fun. The problem was that 99% of the games were only two-player, so my poor dad was sucked into playing quite a bit. Then the Atari 2600 came out, and my dad bought that. It was great, all capital letters. The only chance I would have to play any games when I was at my mom's house was when I would go to a friend's, so I played my dad's 2600 all the time when I was there. I would stay up all night playing Endless Games of Asteroids, which actually melted one morning. Then Yarn's Revenge came out, and that became an obsession for a long time. And yes, we even stood in line at KB Toys for Pac-Man for 2600. Oh, the times we had. Cut to the time that I spent working at EB. These were my game testing days, so I had people over all the time. I remember when Legend of Zelda: A Link to the Past for the SNES came out. I bought the game immediately, but I was working crazy hours that week, so I couldn't even touch it for around 3 to 4 days. I finally fired up the SNES that Saturday morning and played and played and played. When I finished the game, it was Sunday night, and I got all the heart containers. No bullshit. Nowadays, I have this responsibility thing, so my gaming time is significantly less than it used to be. The podcast takes two of my nights away, and the social life doesn't help either. These days, if I'm lucky, I get two nights a week into any games. I consider gaming time is when I'm sitting on the... What?
The toilet? I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there.
All right, here we go. I consider gaming time is when I'm sitting on the shutter with a massive growler, since I can play the PSP for a while and Bionic Commando and Pixel Junk Eden support remote play, which is helpful. You youngins out there, relish the time you have right now, because unless you plan on living in your mom's basement for the rest of your life, like Torgo, your gaming days are numbered. Hugs and kisses, Torgo.
Awesome.
Thank you,
Glenn.
I think
we can all relate to that.
Well, I think that he's touching on what we're going to hear the most, and it's that, you know, responsibility makes it so I don't have as much time to game.
Yep.
And, you know, that's something all of us can relate to, because, you know, all four of us have responsibility that we have to deal with, and, you know, between work and, you know, social life and trying to keep the woman happy and that kind of thing. It's, you know, it's, you don't get as much gaming time in.
No.
It's true. I have an email, actually, to the contrary, believe it or not.
No, really?
I think I'm going to read it right now.
Should we read that right now, or should we tell our Torgo story first?
Oh, do we have a Torgo story? I thought we were just going to make shit up.
Really short one.
Shit up. Go for it.
Since Scott was worried about being called an X-Bot, Torgo, or Glenn from PS Nation, revealed on the chat box in VG Evo this week that he had a dream that Mark... and Jeff left and made an Xbox 360 centric podcast for VG Evo.
That'd be insane. Nice.
And what did I say, Chris?
You know, this is, with all this aside, the first thing that Jason comes out and says is, I'm a little more disturbed that Torgo's dreaming about Jeff and Mark.
Yeah.
So that was entertaining. Anyway, nice. I'm sorry. I just had to throw that out there.
Nice.
He's Continue. Afraid of the X-Bots, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
He's afraid of all the people that are different from him.
That's right. It's like, Metal Gear Solid 4 is freaking amazing. It's my game of the year. Hey, Scott, you want to go play some Gears of War? Yeah, you X-Bots, go play your Gears of War. Like, what? What are you talking about? I just praised Metal Gear Solid 4 for 20 minutes and said Gears of War is cool. Sorry, well, guys, busting your balls.
The boy's not right in the head.
Yeah.
Anyway. Well, he's probably being paid to say all that, but. You know.
Of course, money hats. Money hats.
Email from Ricky Duty. Okay, Uh-oh. So I tried sending Uh-oh. The voicemail through, but
it's going to be 10 minutes.
I kept getting a busy signal. So here's an email. If I get less lazy, I will try and call again. But don't expect that much effort from me. By the way, we're really sorry about the voicemail situation. I don't know what's going on with it. Whenever I call, it works. Whenever somebody else calls, it's busy. It's weird. Anyway,
conspiracy.
Email time.
Do you remember to hang
up? How my gaming habits differ from when I was a kid? Well, a lot, actually. When I first started playing video games with my NES, I would play every once in a while. I used to play a lot of Duck Hunt with my dad. And when my cousins would come to visit, I would play a lot with them. When we would go to sleep, my mom and aunts would play Mario until late at night. After I started going to school, my mom would take away my NES when I wasn't paying attention doing my house homework, but would let me play if I finished homework early. As I grew up, and this basically started happening when I got into fifth grade, when a big change in my life happened, I started doing really bad in school. My mom blamed video games, of course, and would take away my NES and SNES away from me from August to December. I would get a game for Christmas and was able to play for 2 weeks. Then she would take it back again in January until May. After I was done with school, I had to basically beg my mom every year to be able to get my systems back. Jeez. So when I got to college, I basically did what I wanted to, but I didn't play a lot of games like I used to. The N64 days were disappointing. Plus, I didn't have a lot of money, so I didn't really follow games that closely. Then I started following certain games that I found interesting, like City of Heroes and Guild Wars. Finally, a couple years ago, I moved to Minnesota. I didn't have a lot of friends or a lot of money. I started following more and more games, and then consoles, mostly because of the lack of things to do. I bought a Wii, then a 360, then a PS3, after my girlfriend broke up with me. Bought the PS3 for my birthday, then went to AWA, Anime Weekend Atlanta. It's coming up. Be there. Now I play almost every day. I'm a proud member of VG Evo. I listen to Indus, The Goo, and PS Nation, and I go to the gaming forums at PO. So, that's signed Ricky. Oh, no, no, no. He's got one more paragraph. Wait, he's got two. I guess the older I've gotten, the more of a hardcore gamer I've become. Now gaming is a big part of my life. Even though when I was small, it kept me away from bad crowds, drugs, and the rest of the crap, now it brings me together with friends online and offline in games like Rock Band and Mario Kart. Signed, Ricky. P.S. P.S.U. for the win. Thank you, Ricky.
Thank you, Ricky.
Ricky's now banned from sending emails. We can't get away from the P.S.U. talk.
I'm like the exact opposite of that. When I was a kid, I played all the games, beat everything, and then now I buy too many games, talk about too many games, don't play enough games. Don't complete enough games. I play enough, I think, but I just don't complete them.
Yeah, and that's the type of response that I was expecting to get out of pretty much everybody.
Yeah.
But then we've got Ricky here, who barely got to play anything, but now he's like hardcore and shit. Good for him.
Like, I know we touched on
it
before, especially with role-playing games. And actually, I think Scott and I were talking about this a little bit in the Shoutbox today, especially with Lost Odyssey. With role-playing games, I don't like to do everything there is. Like, I'm not a completionist in any game. Most of that comes down to I don't have a lot of time. So if I have like an hour or two to play, I want to basically just concentrate on the main storyline. And someone asked, well, in Lost Odyssey, how do you like those stories, like the dreams that Kaim has throughout the game? And as like I read one of them, it took like literally half an hour. And ever since then, I was like, I'm not reading them again because they're just way too long and I don't have the time for it.
See, and I said something.
I'm the same way.
I said something similar in the standpoint that I really like them because they're really well written. Mm-hmm. But like Jeff was saying, I don't really get much more than 2 hours at a crack, you know, to play games. And I don't want 15 minutes taken up with, you know, a dream. So what I've actually been doing with the intent on doing this is just I'm trying to build up a bunch of them because I really think they're well written. Then a night when I really feel like I want to read them and things like that, then I'll hop in and do just that. Mm-hmm. And the beauty part of that game is that you can skip them and go back to them anytime you want.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's nothing stopping me from hopping right back in and picking up, you know, a dozen of those and making that my entertainment for the evening. So, but yeah, timing is definitely something that's a little interesting. Another part that I think that is kind of interesting about this is that I actually find a little bit more fulfillment in game playing nowadays than I do, or than I did earlier in life. And I think some of that has to do with the complexity of the games. And some of it has to do with the fact that they're so much deeper and there's such a richer story involved. But at the same time, it's like if I had a choice of playing 2 hours of games now versus 10 hours of games that I did when I was in grade school, I'd enjoy the 2 hours now more. Not to say that I don't like retro games, because I love going back. I mean, I just picked up a Dreamcast, you know, to start my big retro collection. I'm looking forward to buying a Generation Next pretty soon and rebuilding my old original Nintendo collection and stuff. But now that those are a nostalgia thing more than anything. I mean, I borrowed the Mega Man Anniversary Collection from Adam. I was playing Mega Man 2 the other night. I was having fun with it. But at the same time, it was like, yeah, this is good time, but time because I remember it being a good time. It's not necessarily as fulfilling as going and playing something like Lost Odyssey, where you can pat yourself on the back when you're done with it and go, wow, that was really good. I had a fantastic story. It was really engaging. I actually feel somewhat attached to these characters. And at the same time, I had to use half a brain, you know, to start actually develop some strategies to deal with given situations.
So I think that
changes us a little bit too.
Do you think that's more because, like you said, you feel more attachment to the characters or games more complex? Or do you think it's because when you go back and play the old games that you've already been there, done that, and you kind of have like a, not a feeling of guilt, but basically a feeling of, okay, I only have 2 hours to play. Why am I going to play something that I've played years ago? Because I get that feeling all the time. Like I bought, a couple months ago, I bought Marvel vs. Capcom for my Dreamcast, and I paid like, I don't know, I can't remember, it was like $30 for it. It was pretty expensive for a Dreamcast game, considering it was like a couple months ago. And I played it for that one night, and I was like, this is pretty cool. But then every night after that, I was like, yeah, I kind of don't want to play this because I still have like this stack of games I want to get through.
See, that's both a blessing and a curse from my perspective, because being older and having these responsibilities basically puts money in our wallets. And with us all having passion in games, that allows us to go out and buy whatever sort of things we want. I mean, obviously within reason, but way more than we could when we were in grade school, obviously.
Hell yeah.
So the problem is that our wallet is now bigger than our time, and it's bigger than our heart. If I guess I'll respond to your question like this. If you had the ability and the time to play that game, you probably would, right?
To play which one, the old game?
The old game. If you had enough time in your week where you could play both the new games that you wanted to, you'd probably still pick up that old game on occasion and play it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, but at the same time, the only reason why you have the ability to go pick up that older game for $30 is because you got the extra money in your pocket. In order to have the extra money in your pocket, you had to go to work for 40 hours this week.
True. What if you already had that game?
You don't make a lot of money, man.
Yeah.
But what if you already had that game though? Because everyone has those, you know, we were talking about Street Fighter the other day, like we were reminiscing about the arcades and stuff like that, and Soul Calibur, we're back in the day where I'd play Street Fighter not only at home, but I'd go to the arcade and play it to the point where you'd master like all the moves with all different characters. And now looking at Soul Calibur, I'm like, holy crap, where do I start with like all this list of moves? But see, if I already had Street Fighter, I'm trying to think of the point I'm trying to make here. Like, cause you're saying that, okay, I went and bought that game, I'd still probably pick it up and play it. Yes, cause I went to work, bought the game. But do you not feel an attachment for the old games, I'd say you've just kept over the years? Or do you have any of these games from the past? Or are you like one of the guys like me, for instance, that I pretty much sold all my old stuff like throughout the years? Basically, it was like if I was getting a new system, I sold all the stuff for my old stuff. You know what I mean?
Well, I look at it this way from my perspective, there's kind of a cutoff point in time where my old systems stop. Like the oldest system I can go back to is a PS1 right now. The only reason why that is because I traded in my Super Nintendo in order to get my PS1. Okay. Then my Nintendo died years and years ago. So that's not even a question. Now, my intention for going out and picking up a Generation Next and getting back into the older style of gaming and picking up a lot of those retro games is not necessarily because I want to play them, but at the same time, it's not necessarily because I want to collect them either. Like, I'm not looking at it as I need the shrink wrap around it. It needs to be in its original packaging. I'm willing to pay $500 for it kind of collecting. But what my vision is to at some point in time when we're in a larger house, have a more comfortable place, we have, you know, a couple of young kids, I would love to have all of these systems hooked up in the basement, have all these at the at your fingers for disposal, just as a, you know, super huge kind of glorified rec room. You know, even to the point of having multiple TVs so that if several people wanted a game but didn't even want to be on the same game, they could do that. Now, so for me, that collecting aspect with that end point in mind is what I'm looking forward to. And at the same time, having the whim, even if it's only for 10 minutes, to pop in Mega Man 2 or to pop in Street Fighter Alpha or to pop in what I'm sure by the point in time that I can put this together, it will be Lost Odyssey. Even if it's only for 10 minutes, then it's still worthwhile, you know? I used to look at things when I was younger, like in college, of like an hour versus dollar ratio. And I think that's part of the reason why I really got into role-playing games. You know, you go out, you spend $50 on the new Final Fantasy, but you knew that you were going to get more than an hour's worth of more than an hour's worth of entertainment for every dollar you spent. That's a good investment on time, right? Mm-hmm. Now I look at it from the standpoint of, hey, if I can play this, you know, a handful of times and it can bring a smile to my face, that's good enough. It's a different mentality. So,
well said.
That's pretty good. Yeah, that's pretty much exactly what I was hoping for with this with this topic. Yeah, that was awesome.
Well, you got me fired up, and I was just going.
Well, I mean, not to play counterpoint, but my gaming habits when I was a kid, I was pretty hardcore with shit, you know, and of course I had lots of time and put a lot of hours into it, but I had like some weird like training mentality. Like I was training for like the wizard or something like that. Fred Savage, and we were going to go. I don't know what the hell I'm like, you know.
You got 50,000 like, a double dragon?
I am going to kick ass. Totally bad. Anyway, I mean, but, you know, since then, obviously, less time and whatnot. The point that I'm trying to make is that I played a lot of RPGs as well when I was a kid. And, I mean, those are very long experiences, right? And Scott touched on that. You know, he's really enjoying Lost Odyssey. He's getting a great experience out of it. My problem with, you know, really long-winded games like that nowadays is that I don't have that amount of time, and I hate only being able to dedicate an hour or two to gaming, and I'll actually steer away from games like that just because I know I'm not getting the full experience out of it. I want to be able to sit down and have that entire weekend, you know, where I can just, you know, sit and absorb the entire thing, and I can't do that anymore. And I think because of that, it steered me into more casual gaming.
Yeah, shorter games.
Arcade-y stuff.
Right. Yeah. When I hear games like 8 hours long to 12 hours long, I'm happy. I'm like, sweet, everyone complains. Yeah. It's only 12 hours long. I'm like, dude, that is perfect for me.
Yeah, same here. It's like when I hear about like a role-playing game being 80-something hours long,
that scares the shit.
It's, yeah, it's like Final Fantasy 12. Mm-hmm. I know Final Fantasy 12 is getting to the, you know, it's about that long, and it kills me because it's like the game is so good and I really want to experience it, but I know that I'm not going to be able to experience all of it, you know? But I still want to experience it, so I'm still going to buy it, and I'm still going to play it, but I know that I'm probably not going to finish it, you know? So,
all right, and let me throw this out here then as kind of a counterpoint to what you guys are saying. Uh-huh. Yeah, it kind of sucks when a game's long and you don't have a ton of time to dedicate to it. I can totally get that. But what you should be looking for, if you'll take my point of view, what you should be looking for is that a game that's going to entertain you for that long. Your issue is with the time, but if the game's good enough, it'll supersede the time that you have to spend on it.
Oh, now, I said
during my what I've been distracted with, God, that sounds weird to say. I said that during what I've been distracted with, that it was a rarity for me to be able to put that much time into it. And it was. I played through the whole third disc in a single weekend because both my wife and I basically said, we need to chill. We need to relax. We need to put all the house projects on hold. Let's spend the weekend just having fun. And thankfully, because we don't have kids yet, that's actually like possible and whatnot, you know.
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, so yeah, that was a rarity for me to put that amount of time on it. But if a game is good enough, like I've only, outside of that weekend, I've only ever had between an hour and a half to 2 hours on any given day to play it, because most of the time when I play games is actually after my wife's gone to bed, because I'm a little bit of an insomniac. Here. I work on like 4 hours of sleep, so I'll stay up and play games at the end of the night. I'll sit there and I'll look at 2 hours and lately my mentality has been, well, I've got Pixel Junk Eden that I'm delving into. I was trophy hoeing it a little bit in an Uncharted and I really want to get back to and play that game again. I could do that, or, you know, I could pick a Braid off of here, or now I also have like Warhammer Online and Bionic Commando Rearmed to play. And yet still I'm sitting here thinking, boy, it'd be really great if I could put 5 or 6 hours in a Lost Odyssey. That's not because I feel obligated you know, to play that game because
it's
I spent
the game
money
is good
on
enough
it.
To suck you in.
Exactly. So while it may suck that from the standpoint that you have a limited amount of time to dedicate to a particular game, if the game's good enough, you won't mind dedicating that time. I mean, how many hours have you put into PSU, Chris? I mean, seriously.
Oh, you don't want to know.
See?
You don't want to
know. Statement because he's an addict.
That's but also if you're, so but if you're going only off okay. of your original statement and you knew that it was going to take that long going into it, forget the fact that it says Fantasy Star in the name because I know you guys
well, no,
are
it's,
Fantasy
it's
Star.
Not that. For PSU, it's not that. It's an online game. It's an MMO. I mean, sort of, pretty much. It's like, wow. It doesn't really... I mean, I don't really put it in the same category because there is... There's not really a way to beat it per se. I mean, you can always strive for better gear or, you know, get, you know, there's always a mission that like a new special mission that comes out. And it's the same way with WoW. With mm-hmm. WoW, there's always quests to complete. There's always better gear to get. There's always raids to do. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's a lot of end game there.
Yeah, but from the same standpoint, you're talking about looking at a game and saying, boy, that's a lot of time. I don't know that I can, you know, get into that. And yet you're still picking a game that is from a genre that is the most notorious for stealing time.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So, I mean, that my
it
only
doesn't
point
seem
is
as long though, because it's in very small chunks. You know, I mean, you can burn through a mission in 20 minutes or something, or less even. You know,
I hate so to say it, but with role-playing games nowadays, you can do that too. Because I haven't played a role-playing game since pre-PlayStation 1 that didn't have save points that were at least within 40 minutes of the last one.
Yeah.
Right.
And
when you're talking about modern-day RPGs, you're dealing with, you know, really deep storyline, where if I play a couple hours and then I come back a couple days later, I forgot what the fuck's going on, and I have no idea, and I'm lost, and then I don't want to play it. And
yeah, I think that's with my age and my habits, I think that's one of the things that's changed the most with me is when I was younger, I could spend a lot of time one game because it was the only game I had for a certain amount of time. Even if I had two games, it'd be fine because I had all the time in the world. Whereas now, owning like multiple systems and wanting, like just recently, I started basically getting some ounce of willpower, not buying all the games I want. Like I didn't buy Unreal 3. I didn't buy Bad Company. It's like a bunch of games I just didn't buy because I was like, okay, I really need to stop doing this because I'll buy multiple games at a time, play them in spurts, and then totally forget, especially with role-playing games or any kind of like action adventure games even, or that are anything that's story driven, totally get lost in what's going on and totally forget. And even controls. Mm-hmm. Like I went back to play Metal Gear Solid 4 the other day and it took me about good 5-10 minutes just to remember the damn controls, even though I was just playing it a couple weeks ago because I was played all these other games in between. And I think that just kind of, it becomes like a turn off and it's like, oh crap, I gotta go in there and remember where I'm going or remember what to do. And it's just a pain. Right. I know it sounds terrible.
I just wish
like
I had more time
game,
to dedicate to longer bursts, you know?
Yeah, like I wish I could have dedicated times. Like, you know, like even on weekends now, like sometimes when I don't go into work, if I'm sick or calling sick for whatever reason, sometimes when I'm sitting there after about playing for 2 hours, I stop playing just because I feel like I should be doing something else. And that's like, I hate that that's happening. I hate it. I'm like, oh my God, why can't I just sit here like some other friends and just play all day long? Like out of work, you know, take a break to like
because you're responsible.
Yeah, but I'm responsible, but I had nothing to do. I'm like, I feel like I have to do something, so I'll just like leave the apartment for no reason and just be like, okay, well,
I'm going to drive
out
here.
For a walk. Yeah, exactly. And then I'm like, okay. And it's
well,
like,
what you need to do to get around that is you have to actually make the game into your quote unquote responsibility.
I mean, that's, no, it's true. But that's,
if you plan your time to game. I mean, let's face it, we all have limited time. If you can get your work done, get your stuff out of the way, you know, have a schedule set out and you pick a night and say, hey, Tuesday, I love you, but I'm disappearing in the basement for 5 hours. You won't have any problems sitting in front of it for 5 hours.
Oh,
because
no.
You've already taken care of all that rest of that stuff.
But
see,
I'm
different that way. And here's, I haven't really said my piece yet, so let me throw in a few things. Besides the whole time thing, which everyone is, you know, everyone will talk about. One of the things that I noticed is that I don't have the same attention span that I did to focus on one game. It's like, I'll sit down and I'll play Lost Odyssey and I'll play it for like an hour or two. But if I have like 5 or 6 hours of a weekend where I'm not doing anything and I've said, okay, well, I don't have anything important to do, so I'm going to play games. Mm-hmm. Then I may spend like 1 or 2 hours of that playing Lost Odyssey, and then I want to play something else.
Yeah.
That's, you know, it's right. One of those things where it's like, okay, I've gotten my fill with this game. Yeah. Now I want to go play this game. Mm-hmm. And that's much different from when I was younger. Cause when I was younger, I'd sit down in front of like Chrono Trigger and just play it, yeah. You know, and yeah. I would get like halfway through the game in one sitting.
Yeah.
Now let's really get at the heart of that for a second though. Was that because
somebody has a bigger pocketbook?
No, that's not what I was going to get at, actually.
That's a different point that I'll ask, that I'll get to later. Go ahead, Scott.
Is that a result of you having a different attention span now than you used to? Or do you think that that's a result of the fact that you probably had less games to delve into?
I think it's that. Definitely the second one. I'd say, I don't know, speak for you, Chris, but for me, I think it's a little bit of both. Yeah. But I'm exactly like Chris. Like last night was when I played Final Fantasy 6, 9, and Lost Odyssey. And the reason why is because I told you how I was doing the Opera House scene. I didn't beat it. And when I was younger, I didn't have any other games, so I had really older ones to turn to and be like, you know what? This game's pissing me off. I'm frustrated. I'm going to play something else. Mm-hmm. Or there's just a slow part of the story. I'm going to play something else because I didn't have that option. And now I do. And that's, I can't, it's just like, I feel like we're at therapy. Anyone else get that feeling? I'm like, well, Scott, actually, no, but like, I want to try to get in the habit of, just getting a game and not touching another one to like complete it. That's what I want to try to eventually do, and I just don't know if that's possible.
See, that was easy when we were younger because that's what we had to do because that's all we could afford.
Exactly,
and that comes to the point of what Jason just said. When you know, when I was a kid, I couldn't afford to get a lot of games. You know, I still bought them all myself. So I would get one game and I would play it to the point of mastery. You know, it's mm-hmm. like, Ghouls and Ghosts, for instance. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows that the Ghosts and Goblins series is hard as fuck.
Yes.
And Ghouls and Ghosts was out on the Sega Genesis. And, I actually got to the point, I got so good at that game that I knew all the patterns of how to get through the entire game and I could beat it. Right? No, with no problem whatsoever. And, you know, I played that game so many times and I beat it so many times that, you know, Capcom Classics Collection came out recently and Ghouls and Ghosts was on it. Right? And this is like maybe, last year or a year and a half ago or whatever. Well, I put it in and started playing Ghouls and Ghosts and I almost beat it on one sitting because I still remembered everything. Because that's how many times I played it.
Yeah.
And same thing went with like Golden Axe. Golden Axe was, you know, one of my favorite Genesis games back when I was like, you know, middle school, high school. And it got to the point where like I would always know that like from the time I woke up to the time I got ready, I knew that I had like this much time to kill. And it was always just enough time for me to beat Golden Axe. So I would go downstairs and I would get on the TV and I would beat Golden Axe and then I would go to the bus. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's just, it's one of those things.
Yeah, that was one of the things I was going to say in terms of another habit that is actually I've kind of kept with me, but not as much. Like when I was younger, I'd get a new game almost every single morning, whether at school or not. I'd wake up early and play that game. Whereas now, that is not the case at all, unless the game is really good. There's only been like 3 games, I think, in the last like 2 years that I've actually woken up early before work to play them a bit, then go to work, and then come back and play it like after work or whatever.
See, that's something that I do still do, but for a different reason. It's like on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I have personal training at 6 o'clock in the morning, right?
Ouch.
So yeah, it's really early. So rather than mess with my sleep schedule and sleep in on the days that I don't have personal training, I still wake up early.
That's all right.
Yeah. So when I wake up early, it's like I'll come downstairs and I'll just like chill out and I'll pop in whatever game, you know, and that's, kind of goes back to the RPG stuff that we were talking about. You know, sometimes I will pop in like an RPG like Lost Odyssey or something like that and I'll play it for like an hour. You know, I might not progress the story that much, but you know, I'm making progress on the game and that's what's important.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys still have like
pressure
people over to play games?
That's
not one. Let me rephrase that. that's not Rock Band or like if you get all together to like I don't know if you guys do like LAN stuff, but my friends use that like every once in a while. You have like a Halo night or something like that. But like people come over, hey, like this is something that just kind of can't even put a date on it, but the whole of like, hey guy, come over, we'll just play video games or whatever. That usually never happens anymore. You'll sit there with two controllers and play like a fighting game for like hours on end or a sports game or something.
The last time I remember getting a group of guys together to play a game at all was in the dorms in college when we were playing like the old WCW Thunder and WWF, like No Mercy and WrestleMania and those.
God, I love it. 4 days.
And the only reason why that happened even at that point in time was because it was a freaking floor of a bunch of testosterone where people like beating up on other shit, you know? So it was easy to walk down the hall to do that. Man, I had a party for Rock Band the night it came out, and then I had a, you know, obviously the PS Nation guys and significant others and 9Volt over for that weekend. I have yet to ever be able to really get people over to even dedicate more than like half an hour to it.
Yeah.
And it's frustrating as hell to me because that game is so goddamn much fun.
Oh yeah. We still do Rock Band, but not nearly as regularly as we used to. Like when if you start listening to some of the shows, like our early shows, we were hitting up Rock Band night every Friday. You know, every Friday I had people over to the house. It would be you know, Jason and Lisa and, you know, our friend John, and you know, we'd have anywhere between 5 and 10 people over and playing Rock Band. And it slowly diminished, but now we just do it like
once a month.
I was hoping to do it once a month, but it kind of didn't do it turn out that way. But I actually, you know, we're getting together in a couple weeks, a couple Fridays from now to play Rock Band again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, the last time for non-Rock Band, college.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it was like, I mentioned it last week, I think. Maybe I did. And it was when, you know, one of the customers that I had, at the store that I worked at, the gaming store that I worked at, he would have a fighting game night, and he did it every Saturday. And there were several Saturdays where I went over there and, you know, we just played fighting games all night.
Cool.
And it's not for lack of, you know, wanting to or anything like that. You know, we always want to, you know, get together. It's just schedules.
Comes out of time.
And actually, incidentally, our friend John is going to be moving in on our end of town. So, you know, we've actually been passing emails back and forth, just going, dude, we got to set up some night where we just do something geeky, whether it's, you know, playing games or going to shoot pool or something like that.
Yeah, guys night. Hopefully,
it's not online, just so we can actually get together. And
exactly, and have that camaraderie socialize. Like in the actual room. Like I've had it happen with me and my friends like a few times in the past year or so, but it's happened usually by accident where we're all getting together first before going out to a bar, and we'll just start playing something. And then everyone will be like, that was so awesome. Like, it turns out to be like the first like conversation, like an hour long conversation at the bar. Like, that was so awesome. And then you end up reminiscing a lot of times. Like, yeah, we should do that more often. Then someone's like, yeah, we'll try to organize it. It just never happens.
I will say this. It's like, there have been a couple times when Rock Band night ended and all of a sudden, like we'd break out some PSN games and just be playing with those. You know, like there was one specific night that I remember that John and Tina stayed over at the house. Two of the people that play Rock Band with us, they stayed at the house for like another hour and a half afterwards, and all we were doing was playing Pain.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of the simplest games that's in the world, though. But we were just like having the greatest time playing horse in Pain.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
I have two roommates who are both guys. One of them doesn't really play video games at all. One of them does, and we still hardly ever game together, and he's like pretty much like my best friend. It's like, okay, like
what's up?
We both have two controllers. I have two controllers for every system, but I don't think my PS3 has never had both controllers on at the same time ever. And 360 only when we're playing like NHL or NBA or something like that.
Gotcha.
Occasionally, like maybe like a Halo, but it's just like, what the hell? Yeah. it's right there. Yeah. Like we just never at the same time.
Yeah, the only time I play a lot of multiplayer games are when Callan's in town, and we've been doing that exclusively since he's been here. But you know, once he's gone, you know, probably won't be.
Mm-hmm.
It's a time thing. It's a schedule thing, I guess. I don't know.
I don't think it's just that.
I mean, we got one last email.
Oh, okay.
Oh, shit.
Sorry.
Right. I didn't even realize it. We've been talking for like 40 minutes so far.
As long as you get four people in a room reminiscing about the good old days.
Yeah.
Memories. Let's see. This email is from a new listener. He's also new to VG Evo, but he's having a problem activating his account. Buddy, we're going to take care of that for you. Anyway, this is from Uncle Remus. He says, what's up, gang? I will start off by saying I'm a new listener and just found you guys, the PS Nation and the Goo, about a month ago. I keep up the awesome work. I would be posting like mad on the boards if I can get my registration email. It's been about 2 weeks and I still can't get on to posts. Sorry to ramble on with a question. How do your gaming habits differ now than when you were younger? The best answer I can give is responsibility sucks and my gaming is the worst for it. Gone are the days of childhood spending 10 hours a day in front of my 10-inch TV and Casey Munchkin and Pickaxe Pete on my Odyssey growing up, or $50 in quarters going down to going down the MK drain at Aladdin's Castle.
Nice.
Then there was the Hall of then there was the Half-Life, Team Fortress Classic, years of sleeping 3 hours a night. The next thing I know, I'm lucky if I get 10 hours a week total between kids, wife, and work, in that order. The money and time are pulled in all directions, but at gaming. I actually need to study the games before I buy and make sure I get the best bang for the buck and my time. I'm praying that Little Big Planet will be my way back in with the wife and kids playing too. If only I had 50 hours a day to use, that'd be awesome. As a matter of fact, I could be squeezing in some Call of Duty 4 time in right now. What am I doing? I hope that was not too long. Keep the good fight. And you make a few hours of work fun every week. Hope to be posting soon. Take it easy, guys. Uncle Remus.
Welcome, thanks for writing. And welcome.
I've actually seen him, quote-unquote, lurking, because his name always appears off on the side by the group of, you know, users online and stuff.
Oh, yeah?
Well, you know, I was curious why he was still green, too. Like,
we can throw some... We could throw a message to Terry and see if he could fix that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We know people. Yeah. You came to the right people, Uncle Remus.
One of the bottom lines.
We're connected.
His and significant others get in the way of gaming. Just throwing that out there.
Bastards. See, I was actually going to go a complete opposite
direction. In the case of my kid, I get a lot more gaming.
I'm actually going to go a complete opposite direction with that, but as well.
Well, go your directions, people.
My gaming would probably be, if like I've had ex-girlfriends that hated when I played video games, like to the point where they could be doing something totally different, like minding their own business, reading a magazine, doing whatever, and the second I turn on I can be watching TV by myself, but the second I turn on a video game system, it's like they want attention, let's go do something, whatever. Interested. And luckily I found a girl, Tanya, I love you, you're awesome, who not only likes gaming, she understands that it's my number one hobby, I love to do it, and she has never once complained. The only one time she kind of playfully complained was when, because our anniversary is in like November area, which is a terrible, if you're into gaming, that's like a very busy month.
Yeah, it is.
And both Gears of War and something else. Gears of War was the first game to come out like on our anniversary, like up to like pretty much the day. And I was like, oh, Gears of War. Yeah, could I just play it just for a little bit? Just want to see what it looks like on my TV. Come on. And she was nice enough to let me, but that was like the only time she ever was kind of like, she's like, all right, now can we go out and do anniversary stuff? And I was like,
okay. Marry her.
Yeah. So I'm lucky in that regard. She doesn't mind, like, if she's doing it, like, whatever, I can play my video games. She'll ask nicely if she wants to, like, watch TV or if we want to do something else, but she's awesome for that. And I get a lot more gaming time in when she's over, when normally that would not be the case. It'd be like, girlfriend's coming over? All right, well, I'm not touching a video game till she leaves.
See, there's another big benefit to gaming nowadays as opposed to when we were younger as well. I mean, when we were younger, the technology was really limited by comparison, obviously. Mm-hmm. And so, therefore, a lot of games fell into the same kind of genre. I mean, you get a lot of platformers.
Side-scrolling.
You know, a lot of side-scrolling. You know, sometimes you get vertical shmups, stuff like that. Nowadays, since there's so much technology and so much creativity behind the games that are being produced, you also get such a wide breadth of games. I mean, could you imagine seeing something like Pixel Junk Eden sitting next to Gears of War, sitting next to, you know, Final Fantasy, you know, 15 years ago? I mean, that's not even possible. So it's like there's so many things out there, like with the addition of games like Boom Blocks, where it's like so easy to pull people in. And I mean, the Wii's a whole nother machine that I don't even want to touch on. But, but you know, it just has that ability to appeal to such a wider audience. And that's fantastic in and of itself. I think it's great. I mean, the other night, Sarah comes up to me. She's like, can we play Pain? You want to play a video game? Fuck yeah, let's go.
Exactly.
Yeah, really.
At that point, you don't care what game it is. You're like, what? Fucking hot. Awesome. No. What's that? You want to play Lair? Okay.
Yeah. Sure.
Because that would happen.
Now even my girlfriend knows Lair's shitty.
And that's
I'm in the same boat. We keep talking at the exact same time. Go ahead.
That's not a cut on my wife. That's just a statement to the fact that now it's such a wider range of people that it can appeal to that I'd much rather be gaming now than 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, I won't deny that at all, but it is much, it's a much different situation now than it was. And a lot of it does have to do with the technology, like you said, because I see myself getting much more attached to my games just because of, like what you said earlier, there's a lot more room for story and for narrative and for that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing.
Yeah.
At the same time, we're spending a lot more time watching games too rather than playing them because of that, which mind that at all. I love cutscenes. I'm kind of like a bit of a cutscene whore. I don't complain about long ass cutscenes. I actually don't mind them when they come on. So, but a lot of people don't like that, and they're like, less cutscenes, more gameplay. Some people just completely skip them.
Yeah.
I don't even know what this has to do with anything, but
yeah. Not much.
We just kind of steered this direction.
We should wrap up though.
All right.
I'm sorry I'm long-winded.
No, dude, okay. I think we all pretty much put our two cents in. Let's recap. Scott, start out. What's changed?
Yeah, we should let Scott recap because we won't be here for another hour and a half.
You sure you want to do this?
You have 20 seconds. Go.
Can I start over? No, I mean, the way we game has changed. The games that we're playing today have changed. There's a lot less time that we may have in our schedules, but at the same time, we also have a lot more means to go after the things that we really enjoy. And even if we're only touching on games for short periods of time, hey, at the very worst, then at least we get to touch a lot of games and have a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Is that a good enough recap and fast enough?
That was pretty good.
And the fact that we sat here in Bishwood having no time, and then we're here for about 3 hours talking about video games and playing them speaks volumes.
Yeah.
I'm playing games right now, fucker.
Yeah.
I'm not, really.
Jeff, this go ahead, recap.
I want to be though.
No, I basically summed it up. Basically, I would love to have the same kind of time I had back when I was younger, for sure. But I think I have a much bigger respect for video gaming now than I ever did back then. And I basically take the time I have to play the games now and basically cherish and be like, hey, I got this time, gonna play it, I'm gonna enjoy it. I don't really care that I have this many games to play. Eventually it's gonna get done, I'm having fun, can't complain.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't given up gaming, right? So it hasn't bugged me that much.
Right.
Cool. Jason?
Cool. You know, when I was a kid, I was very, very focused, and I think nowadays I have a little bit of ADD.
Yes.
You know, and that, you know, stems from, you know, having a larger pocketbook, so I'm able to get more games, and then I get distracted easy. Mm-hmm. I think I'm just as passionate, though, without a doubt. You know, I'm just as into gaming as I was back then. But, it all boils down to a time thing. I can't do short bursts, you know, without feeling bad, you know, especially in longer games. So.
Yeah, that's another, I don't even know if we touched that. Same thing, Jason. RPG, if I don't have at least an hour and a half to dedicate to it, I usually don't even turn them on if I actually really want to play them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty much in the same boat as Jason. I have, I used to do less games for more time, and now I do more games for less time. That's pretty much wraps it up right there. So cool. All right. Any, last thoughts before we move on?
No.
I can't believe we talked about that for that long.
Oh, did we not tell you about the bottle policy? The open bottle.
You have to have an open bottle policy all the time.
Open bottle. Whatever, you can tell me about it when we're done. Let's go.
That makes the whole open bottle moot.
No. All right, cool. Well, let's do new releases real quick. And it will be real quick because there's almost nothing coming out next week. I can't believe I'm saying this for the first time in
nothing.
Interactive Distractions history. Nothing is coming out for the Wii next week.
Wow.
No shovelware at all.
Something in there real quick.
You guys must not cover the virtual console because they have something.
Yeah, I wish we.
Well,
would,
yeah, we don't really cover that. It's hard to get what they're releasing the next week for like live and PSN and virtual console. They don't always release it, so we usually don't cover it.
And we record so early, and days later we release anyway.
To the list.
That's cool. I'm just calling out your faults. That's all.
That's fine.
Okay. Yeah. First fault of the night, having Scott on the show.
For DS, Commando Steel Disaster, which is apparently a side-scrolling shooter. For 360, Smash Court Tennis 3 and Too Human.
Ooh, it's about time. 10 years in the making.
And that's it. There's nothing for PS3, nothing for PS2, nothing for PSP.
Nice. And we're all getting Too Human.
Nobody wants to go against Too Human.
I am getting Too Human. Scott, are you getting it?
Day one.
Nice.
Jeff?
I'm still undecided day one just because of the fundage thing, but I'm definitely going to see if I can rent it day one. So then by the time I actually buy it, I'll have like my character and everything. So I'll definitely have it on day one somehow.
Cool. Yeah. Jason?
I'm kind of going back and forth between Too Human and Disgaea, which comes out very soon too. So I'm not sure which one to go with. I'm going to rent both and see where my heart takes me.
Yeah, Disgaea is at the end of the
month,
right? Too
Human still could win me over. We'll see.
Now, if it was four player, you'd be all over it.
Yeah, day one.
Cool. Yeah, unfortunately, it's not. So, but we won't dwell on that depressing story. We'll move on. Jason, do we have any other emails?
Hey, we do have a couple. Let's see, which one do I want to go with? Ooh, this one from Dizzy. He says, I just want to say, I get it. Previously, when you guys talked about Phantasy Star, I wanted to kick you until you were dead. But I tried the PSP demo, and I totally get it now. Also, I think my PS3 just got the yellow light of death. Sad face.
Yeah, you're saying that. That sucks.
I thought bad.
Everybody, seriously, look into this PSU. PSP.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you would think. I haven't even heard about the yellow light. What the hell is this?
I haven't either. But but yeah, PlayStation Portable. Phantasy Star Portable. It's really, really good, even if you don't think you like Phantasy Star Universe. I promise.
All right. Okay, moving on. That's all we need to say.
That's all we need to say.
Last email's from Aces High. I haven't heard from this dude in a while. Welcome
back.
What
up, Aces?
Yo, Indus. Aces High here. Since I've been gone a long time, I think I'll ask a couple questions.
Okay.
Well, actually, he's got a few. Number one, what happened to the Dark Knight discussion?
We kind of tossed it around. Don't talk about it now. I haven't seen it. We're not going to talk about it now. But we tossed around doing like a spoiler discussion at the end of the show last week, but we were all pretty much just done talking and we wanted to just end it.
And at this point, it's like the
movie's fucking awesome. Go see it. That's all we really need to say about it.
Yeah. It would be nice to talk. I actually do want to talk to you guys, whether or not we recorded or not, about what you guys thought, because I have a bunch of opinions on stuff. So if we decide to record it, it'll probably just be whenever we get a chance, really, I guess.
Yeah, it's tough because we're a gaming-centric podcast, and we
don't usually talk about movies. But you know, who knows? Maybe we'll have like a little 20-minute bonus episode about us talking about Batman.
If you guys really want it, we'll do it. Man. Right? I mean, even if it's like 5 minutes long, whatever.
With Jason on the show, it'll definitely be at least 20.
That's true. If we bring Scott, we're looking at $1.45.
Second question here. What is everyone's favorite combination of two fruit flavors? I'll start off. Strawberry banana.
Is that Dizzy starting off or is that you starting off, Jason?
This is Aces High.
Oh, sorry, Aces question, High.
And a very valid one and totally not gay. So fuck off.
What? Where the hell did that come from?
I don't know.
He was just asking if the strawberry banana was your choice or Ace's choice.
I think he,
I don't know. I'm a little sensitive right now.
Damn, man. Stop being so negative.
Fuck you too.
All right. So start, Jason. Dizzy's banana with strawberry.
Strawberry banana. That's, oh, God damn it. I knew it.
See,
I knew it.
That just validated Chef's question.
that's what I thought he was getting at. Anyway,
that's what I was trying to
strawberry banana.
I was trying to set it up for that. Uh-huh. Okay. Scott, you want
to go? Moving on.
Me? Yeah. Hops and yeast.
Nice.
Good one.
Chris? Crap.
And?
No, I think it would be probably like strawberry and, I don't know, pineapple.
Don't steal mine.
Ooh. Sure.
I don't like banana that much, man.
Well, I really don't. Chocolate and peanut butter or chocolate and caramel? One of those two.
How did we go from fruit to chocolate and peanut butter?
Because it was two flavors, wasn't it?
Two fruit flavors.
Fruit flavors.
So not two fruit. If it was two fruit, it would have been like Richard Simmons and Brian Orser.
I'm pretty sure he said fruit. I was just being an ass. Yeah.
Which we totally expect from Scott. You know,
okay, so. I'm totally lost. So he actually did say fruit?
Yes, he said fruit flavors.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, fucking hell.
Let Scott go.
I'm the asshole. So I guess chocolate and peanut butter aren't fruits, huh? Fuck, dude. Watermelon.
Uh-huh.
And... strawberry.
Good one. I think. Do they have that?
I don't know.
Watermelon.
I just like strawberries and I love watermelon. I'm pretty sure I had something that was good. I'm pretty sure it's a Jolly Rancher somewhere.
One last question from Aces High. Also, fruit smoothies or milkshakes? And go. Your choice.
Smoothies.
It's an easy one. Go.
Is that me? Next? Sorry, milkshake.
Yeah. Okay. Jeff?
I like milkshakes better, but smoothies are a little bit better for you. So I'm going to go with beer.
Beer smoothies. There you go.
Deal. Beer smoothies.
I like the smoothies. Peanut butter and jelly smoothies in particular. Those are awesome. That's rock.
Robex is awesome.
Hell yeah.
Love it.
Got a frequent
I love those kinds of questions, by the way.
Card.
They're awesome.
I do too. And our gaming-centric podcast.
That's all right. These random questions are kind of cool.
No, for real. I appreciate them a lot. Aces, if you want, you can send those in all the time because I am always entertained by the different answers and questions.
That's right. Wasn't he the one who sent in the favorite breakfast cereal question?
Yeah, I think so.
Yep.
Yeah,
that shit was awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. Any other emails?
No, sir.
Okay. Question of the week. Shall we do that?
Sure.
I can tell you guys are just ready to end this. So
is the shall we do that the question of the week?
Yeah, I was going to say
that. Yes, that is the question of the week. Question of the week is, what do you think about the rearming of Bionic Commando franchise?
Yes.
So this is kind of this goes along to the revisiting the classics that we kind of did with Phantasy Star. So we're going to do it with Bionic Commando this time. So send in what you think. And you don't have to keep it to what they're doing with just Rearmed. You can talk about, if you know what they're doing with the next gen game too, you can talk about that as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a play on words. So yeah, it's Rearmed. He's got a new arm.
Cool. Send in you can send in the answers to the question of the week to email at interactivedistractions.com. You can also get us on our voicemail line. Are we going to pimp the voicemail line anymore, Jason, or what?
I think we're done with the voicemail line for right now. So,
okay.
Well, nobody's sending them anyway.
Technical difficulties.
But you can still send them on the G-Talk, or you can just send them in an MP3 format. Your call, your choice.
You can send us a voicemail via Skype, Interactive Distractions, all one word.
Mm-hmm. All lowercase.
Jesus, Jason. Thank you.
I got it.
What you guys Google cut Talk? Out for a minute. I didn't hear anything. What happened?
All one word?
Totally covering up.
All lowercase.
Yeah, covering up. I fucked up. I'm sorry. The magic
Jason,
is
you're fired.
Gone
Scott,
now.
How do you feel about being a permanent on the show here?
Perfect.
Beautiful.
You're hired. Google Talk, Interactive Distractions,
I'm going to bed.
.com. You can also, as Jason said, send us an MP3 file. Try to keep it, I think Gmail, well, we don't get email from Gmail, but try to keep it under 5 minutes, please. Let's see, what else? Join us for Warhawk Wednesdays. I really wanted to to pimp out Philip J. Fry, because he's been doing an awesome job with the server the past few weeks. And I really appreciate it. And we're starting to do two servers now. We're doing one with maps and one without. So keep an eye out for that. And thanks a lot, Philip.
Yes, thank you, Phil, for filling in. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yep. Come find us on the VG Evo forums. You can also find Scott on the VG Evo forums. He's got a forum over there, too, and he'll talk about that in a second.
Covered in goo.
Tell your friends about Indus and check out our Facebook group. And if you have some time, leave us an iTunes review. We'd appreciate it.
Cool.
That is wrap up. Scott, why don't you tell us where we can find you again?
All right. Well, like I said, welcome to the Goo Gamers Only Older. We have a good time, talk about games. We probably babble too much, but our shows are typically about 90 minutes. We do top five on all sorts of different topics and cover feature, much like the question of the week from these guys. You can find us out on VGEvo.com. We have our own forums out there. You can see it in any of the podcast network listings, or you can check us out on GamersOnlyOlder.com, which will take you straight to our feed and RSS and iTunes and all the rest of that good stuff. So, yeah.
Check us out. Get gooey.
Very cool. And Scott, I don't think you have to worry about anybody having a problem with you babbling on your show if they're listening to this one.
If they made it this far, yeah.
No, probably not.
Cool. Well, actually, real quick, I wanted to get a suggestion from you guys. You know, Target ran that special I think they might still be running it, for 1,600 Microsoft points for $15.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a couple of cards, and I'm wondering if you guys have any a suggestion on what I should get.
Castle Crashers.
Yeah. Castle Crashers next week, yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How many Wars points
do you have? Doesn't look too bad.
I got two cards. I got 3,200.
Nice. Mm. You got to go out and at least try out Braid. You really do.
Yeah, I need to get that demo.
Just go out, try the demo. Unfortunately, it's one of the more pricey ones on there. Conversation for another time. But you got to at least try the demo. It's worth a shot. I think you'd like it. So,
okay, cool. Yeah, yeah. I mean, $15. If it's a quality game, I don't see that as being a bad price.
No, not at all.
And from what I'm hearing indie about Braid, well. it's worth the $15. So,
yeah.
Cool. Well, you guys have anything else you want to add in before we wrap up?
Yeah, actually, real quick. I just want to say thanks to you guys for having me on the show. I had a blast.
No problem, man. Glad you could make it on. We've been trying to get you on since the Goo started up. So,
and dude, you were one of our first listeners back in the day. I remember before you started up the Goo. Yeah. And it's awesome to have you on, actually. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
We created a question of the week just for you, just so we could get you on.
That's right.
No lie.
Well, I appreciate that. I definitely do. And Jeff will get you on the Goo at some point so we can have the trifecta.
Awesome.
Yeah, and we need to get Adam on here, too.
One thing I've learned, to get me and Scott in the same room, and it's a long talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's about 15, 20 minutes of the feature that's just you guys talking back and forth, and Jason and I just being like, all right.
Sorry.
Yeah. No, don't be sorry, man. I'm just playing, man. It's totally cool. All right, cool. Well, thank you guys very much for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. Hope you enjoyed Scott being on. Definitely go check them out. Welcome to the Goo. They are on VG Evo, and they also have a website, gamersonlyolder.com. So go check them out. We'd appreciate it. They'd appreciate it. Glad you listened, and we'll see you next week.
See you guys later.
I still gotta pee.